Welcome back to another episode of On the Porch. I am Dale here with my co-host,
Teeth.
Yep. And we have two special guests with us. They already know their names. See, why are you smacking your lips? Man, all right.
We just chilling, bro.
Let's get straight into it, man. What got y'all into softball?
My mom got me into softball. She played when she was younger and got me into it. And you feel me? I've been in it since then.
Okay, runs in the blood.
Yeah.
Jazz?
Just a little play thing. My dad wanted me to try it out. Been playing ever since I was little.
So. Okay. Stunt. Teeth?
Don't ask me. I don't play softball.
What's your opinion on baseball and / softball?
I don't have an opinion on either of them.
You don't like it?
I didn't say that.
Well.
It's just sport.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a sport?
It's nothing special, bro?
I didn't say all that.
Come on, man. But nah, softball / baseball is kind of an interesting sport, in my opinion.
You said it's every sport.
Not really. Yeah, because all sports are interesting in their own manner, you know. But softball / baseball, you have to work. It's a solo/team sport. You know, on defense, you got to work as a team. But, like, you can kind of – I don't know if you can carry a team. It's weird. It's definitely weird, especially the last time you had volleyball.
You can't carry a team in baseball or softball.
I don't think you can carry a team.
Yeah.
No way.
So 100%.
I mean, maybe like a pitcher type.
Yeah, they can control the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you ain't carrying. You ain't finna be like the solo dude getting wins for your whole team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But compared to other sports, it's more team. I feel like that's kind of same thing with volleyball too. It's kind of team oriented. You know, you need everybody to be on their stuff. But it's also probably one of the hardest sports out there.
It's definitely like one of the most, probably the most skilled sport.
Yeah.
It's skilled / hard. It's the same thing though.
Yes. I agree.
If it takes a lot of skill, it's gonna be hard.
I mean, basketball takes a lot of skill. It's not that hard.
Well, because you practice at it. If you put me on the baseball field trying to bat, I'm gonna strike out 3 times.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, because the ball is getting thrown at you. What, like a lot of miles per hour, bro? I don't know. I don't know how fast.
It's
a cool
60 miles an hour.
Right, not that fast.
It's not that fast.
No.
Listen,
some people say
that's fast.
I mean, you got it.
It's 60 miles an hour.
It's light, bro. 60 miles is it's pretty fast, bro.
That's my casual drive on Washington Street, bro.
You flexing.
Yep, okay.
Man. All right. What's the locker room like before a game? Like, what song y'all prepping up to?
I got mine. Mine's Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
you turned up to Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus, bro. That's my song for real. Like, if you turn on Party in the USA, I'm going crazy. Every single lyric I know, every single part to that song. And Miley Cyrus, that's just gang for real.
Why is that the song you listen to when you trying to pump up? We've heard Kendrick.
Yes.
Bro, Kendrick,
everything else we heard was Kanye. Like rap and rock.
No, man. That's why I gotta stand out, you feel me? Nope. Who listens to Miley Cyrus but me? Exactly.
I had that song in my playlist.
You got that song in your playlist?
Yeah,
exactly, bro. And
I'm not doing backflips to that song though.
That's like, crazy. I just be dancing, I be singing. I be hitting my whipping nae nae, all that, you feel me?
Teeth, you love that whipping nae nae.
No, I don't. I don't wait nae nae, bro.
The whipping no.
All right, Jazz, what about you?
Man, we don't even be in a locker room for.
So, okay, what song to get you hype before a game?
I don't know.
It could be an artist. It don't matter.
I be listening to, like, Slow, Brent. I don't know. I listen to Trippy, all them. I don't know.
A lot of slow music when you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I feel that.
Nah, Brent before a game is crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy, man.
It's not even crazy. Don't do her like right. that. I mean, listen to Brent
it's
too,
good
so.
Music, but like before a
okay,
game.
Okay, why are you judging her style, though?
You feel me? He not judging. I'm judging, though. You listening to, okay, Brent is one of my favorite artists.
Right.
I'm not listening to him before. I'm not going to war listening to Brent, bro.
It's just too soothing, bro.
I feel like if I'm like more sad or mad, I'm going to go out and do good.
Yeah. Oh yes, you play better emotional. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, I feel that. That's how I be on the. Is that how I be on the field?
Why you ask me?
Cause
I don't be on the field.
you know what I mean. What's the word for track/cross country?
The track.
I mean,
for cross country, the course.
Yeah,
track is the track.
How's it be in the run, bro?
What you mean? How it be in the run?
Like, do you play better when you set?
Do I run better when I'm sad?
No. You get what I'm saying?
No. I got to have energy to run, especially for cross. I can't be sad running. Like, the less energy you have, the worse you're going to do.
That's low-key deep, bro. But I don't know, bro. You can have a good day when you sat at the court. That's when I play
best.
That's
a whole different concept.
Nah, it's the same thing.
Not really.
How is it different? Talk to me, Teeth.
Because. Stuff.
Ah, T, Teeth, what's your questions, bro?
Questions?
Yes, come on.
Dang, what you asked all the questions that you asked all like the basic ones.
Man, what's your favorite fruit, bro?
That's not off the rails.
my favorite fruit.
Please don't say watermelon.
No, it's gonna be cantaloupe, actually.
That's first.
That's fair.
Cantaloupe, strawberry. I mean, I really be eating everything, but like cantaloupe, honeydew type, yeah.
She made it. Why are you making it stay phased?
Oranges is where it's at.
No.
No, that is wild.
So good.
Oranges are not that. They're not.
Listen,
man,
you gotta put an orange in them.
I'm not biting into the orange bear.
It's good, bro.
Especially
right.
If they sour, bro. Come on, bro.
Whoa, no, that's crazy.
They cool.
Cool little.
They cool little A-tier fruit, but I mean, I don't know. Teeth, I don't know. You just made me mad with watermelon and S. I just don't think watermelons
are on this. It's been like.
Because I just look at your head and I just see a watermelon, bro.
Well, I don't know. Me personally.
She's trying to start beef?
Yeah.
She was trying to start beef the whole episode.
I know, bro.
You got the wrong person, man.
You a negative four. That's a good question. How do y'all deal with negativity?
I strive for it.
Not bad. I don't know, man. I think I handle it well because
he drives me.
When like people, if you being rude to me during the game, I just take it and like, dang, I gotta show them I can really do better for real.
Okay,
so
I don't know.
Yeah.
Same. Ain't nothing. I don't know. It's just the same.
Do y'all ever get like any like hecklers, like some grown adults just talking trash to y'all?
Oh my god.
All the time.
At the BD game, man. At the BD game. They was talking cash.
No, in the Ron Colley game, they had their whole student section. And for Ron Colley to be the number one team in the state or nation, whatever they are, they didn't beat us too bad. I mean, they only beat us, listen, 10-3. That's a bad. Listen, 10-3 is bad, but New Pal, the second, well, they've been first the past couple years. They run ruled New Pal. So they didn't run rule Warren. That's like a cool.
What is run ruled?
Run ruled is when they score more than 10 points on you in the fifth inning and they stop the game.
Yeah. Okay. We learning.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Steve, how do you deal with your haters?
I don't get hecklers. I don't be running. I hear, oh, that kid suck. Like, I don't. Like, for baseball, I know they definitely hear it.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
He's saying,
I mean, like at y'all games, he'll definitely hear hecklers.
He for real going at his own sport, but yeah, I mean, yeah, it's definitely. I feel like it's worse, and like it's bad.
You probably hear hecklers and like soccer.
I feel like that's
softball
where it's
and baseball, basketball and football. I never heard a heckler in track.
Yeah,
never had somebody call me. I never had a grown man call me trash. Like I don't even like that at all. It's weird.
Yeah, but we see in like the football games like. And not even football. In the basketball games, it's bad,
I mean,
bro.
I can understand football a little bit, but like
I don't know. I just feel like,
come on, you like 34 talking trash to a 16-year-old.
Like what are you doing? Let this kid live.
Like, come on, man.
But man, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I feel like football is. This might be a hot take. I think football is a very boring sport.
Boring?
What's boring?
I think football is
it's
a boring
not
sport.
Boring. It's not. Boring.
I think it's boring.
I mean, if you know how to play it, or if you know what you're watching.
I know what I'm watching.
If you understand the game, then it depends on who you're watching. Like, if they get in beat 50-0, it's going to be boring. But if it's a close game, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I just don't have fun watching football as I do watching other sports. Like, basketball. When you see somebody get dunked on, bro, it's like, it's more emotional. I don't know. It's weird. Teeth, what's your favorite sport?
Basketball and track. You know this.
I know.
What's your favorite sport, Ville? Tennis?
That's a good question. Tennis is not a bad sport.
You like tennis?
I'm not.
You watch tennis?
I like Serena Williams.
Me too.
See? But nah, I don't know. I like a lot of sports, but really mainly basketball and sometimes volleyball.
What about darts?
Darts? That's a sport?
Okay.
Yeah.
That, man. That don't count as a sport, bro.
It does, bro.
Bro, that is an activity.
So name... Now, let's get this on.
Okay.
Is cheerleading a sport to you?
Oh, wow. That's a hard question, actually.
That's a very hard question. I feel like it depends. It depends on your term of sports. I feel like it, I don't think it's a sport, but it's weird, bro. Y'all, all right, you shaking your head, Jasmine. Is it a sport?
I feel like, you know, I got the girls here. They just cheering.
Yeah.
Not doing really nothing. But I feel like
they be doing some stuff, man.
I mean, flipping, yeah, that's cool. But you feel me? Like, you know, like how they be going like out of state to like do tournaments and stuff. Yeah. I feel like that's more of a sport. Like this, cheering for basketball inside is nothing.
Yeah,
but I get it.
Yeah, doesn't that go to like?
I don't know. I'm.
It's weird.
I'm yes and no. I'm not hating on them because
me neither.
Yeah, most people when they say it's not a sport, then they get offended. So
I mean, I
think I think a sport like you have to be competitive for most. They don't be competing that much during the season. They be just going.
It's just like
to
for fun.
Who are they competing against? Is the question.
It's like,
for a tournament, I can see you calling it a sport, but like at the football game, they ain't competing against nobody.
I view cheer as like kind of like not marching, like yeah, like kind of band choir for what they do at the games.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
like if they actually do a tournament, then it's like
it's different. Yeah,
you
but
can call it a sport then.
Yeah, but it's just it's weird, especially balancing. Not even balancing. Like I remember me, we was talking about this in the press box. Cause I forgot who asked it, but they was like, "Could you get a scholarship of cheerleading?" And I was just, "We do y'all know?"
Probably. Really. I would assume so.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, it's just, it's a weird. It's definitely weird to describe it, but I know I got respect for anybody that does long activities, especially people who are that athletic and like they be doing flips from like the track start to like the end. And it's just like I couldn't do that. Like
right.
I can barely do a cartwheel, bro. Can you do a backflip?
Nah, I'm scared of backflip.
I cannot do a cartwheel. Definitely cannot.
Yeah. Jasmine?
I could do a cartwheel.
Can't do you need a little cartwheel. A little cartwheel.
More like 10, I did a backflip off my auntie couch and I hit my neck. I never tried it. Like, it's just too hard, bro.
I did a flip at Sky Zone and I almost hit my neck.
I could do a front flip with hands, but I can't flip with no hands.
Yeah. Bro, that's Mickey, bro. I don't count. You got no hands, bro.
You can't do a cartwheel, though.
Who can't?
You just said you could.
I couldn't.
She said she could. Yeah.
You said you couldn't.
I can do a cartwheel, bro. I just can't look.
We're going to replay that sound clip. I know you said you couldn't do it.
I can do a cartwheel. I swear to God. I can do a cartwheel. Look, 8-year-old Vail loves cartwheels. Now I'm not. I'm more athletic. Okay. Fair. But it's weird. I don't know. I'm athletic, but I'm not athletic at the same time. I'm in the middle.
What does that mean?
I'm a non-athlete with athlete feats, bro. If you ask me,
so like, you're athletic. You just don't do athletics.
Pretty much, yeah. That's about it.
Yeah.
I don't have the physique to do what I want to do. But I think it's gonna be all for this episode. Thank you for our guests for coming out.
Yes.
Any words of encouragement?
My words of encouragement is make money, not friends, and live life to the fullest, man. You only live once.
Amen.
You only a teenager once. Live them lives. I mean, live your life how you want to live it. Yeah.
Talk TV, you listen to that? Because you like 22.
Have fun, man. That's all I got to say.
Give it up, Big DT.
All right, Jasmine.
Okay, I think we might just cut it right there.
Nah, T, you got to cut that out. Jasmine, what? Give us some words of encouragement, bro.
I don't know. Just stay out of trouble. Do your work. Stay focused.
Don't get behind, bro. I swear it's not worth it.
They not finna listen, bro.
They not listening. All right. T,
be real.
That's real. I like that. That's all for this episode of On the Porch. And yeah, we out.